Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for the week of April 4th, 2011. In UFO news, just as another Jerusalem UFO video surfaces from the events that purportedly occurred in January of this year, MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, made its own announcement about the previous series of videos. MUFON is the world's largest UFO investigation unit, and it has just announced that its photo and video analysts have come to the conclusion that the events surrounding the Jerusalem UFO events were more than likely hoaxes. End of story. A third witness to a UFO event over the skies of Colorado on March 20th of this year has stepped forward armed with video. This now makes the third video to be released with this event. The witnesses all state they saw three red lights forming a triangle in dark skies with no stars present. Honestly, after watching the videos, I would have to say that they are probably flares. There has been a rash of videos and admitted hoaxes with the use of flares in the last few months. There are so many hoaxes floating around the internet in regards to UFO videos, and it seems they are beginning to become more and more hoaxes as people get their 15 minutes of fame. So the question is, can we ever believe anything like this ever again? A breaking news story has been reported earlier this week. A giant UFO has reportedly crashed in India, just outside a large metropolitan city. No one was injured and several different agencies have been contacted and are arriving on the scene as quickly as possible. Strangely, this report of a large UFO crash was only covered by one news agency, Tribune India. Of course, many other sites picked up the story and ran with it. Others were keenly aware of what day the story was released. Viewing the story through a search of Tribune India's site, the following message is posted at the bottom of the story. Quote, UFOs? Aliens? Give me a break. The Tribune team is thankful to stalwarts of the sci-fi genre, James Cameron and Steven Spielberg, without whose creative legends this piece could not have been possible. Happy Fool's Day, folks. Hope you enjoyed the fiction. Unquote. I guess it could have been worse. Could have been a bigger April Fool's Day joke, and at least it didn't get pushed out to the media too much. And in other news, a recent poll involving 439 college students by Brian Farah of Oklahoma City University and Gary Stewart Jr. of the University of Central Oklahoma dug into the beliefs of various paranormal phenomena. The results were not what was to be expected. The poll found seniors and grad students were more likely than freshmen to believe in haunted houses, psychics, telepathy, channeling, and a host of other questionable ideas. The results are detailed in the January-February issue of the Skeptical Inquirer magazine. A retired professor of paleoclimatology from Columbia University has predicted that the Earth is entering an ice age. Judging from core samples, the Earth goes into a warm period, or global warming stage, just prior to entering an ice age. Many of the known facts surrounding the beginning of the ice ages are happening right now. He admits that the panic surrounding supposed man-made global warming is political and monetarily driven, and there is little chance that man has affected the Earth as dramatically as many report. The mild heating is a natural event and typically is one that precedes a cooling event or even an ice age, which could be a very deadly event for humankind, an event which can occur within a decade. Links to these stories can be found at the Paranexus Anomalous newsfeed, which I personally update for Paranexus, at paranexus.org or paranewsinsider.com. Questions, comments could be directed to insider@paranewsinsider.com. If you have any information about any paranormal conference or convention, please let us know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com on Facebook and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on FateRadio.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy on Fate Radio. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.